The bus ride to the facility was 3 hours of desert heat and the smell of old vinyl. Robert watched the saguaros flicker past the barred windows. He was no longer the man who owned the land, he was just another passenger in chains. When the heavy steel door slid shut behind him, the echo was final and cold. "Step forward, 44192, a voice barked from the shadows. Robert moved with a strange, quiet dignity that confused the guards. He didn't demand a phone, and he didn't call a lawyer. He simply accepted the stiff, orange suit. His new world was 10 feet by 8 feet of concrete. There was a bunk, a sink, and a small, high window that showed a slice of blue. He sat on the thin mattress and felt the absolute weight of his own honesty. "You the billionaire?"